You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host. Watch it live right now at band.video.
In a world of just relentless, endless cacophony of lies continually assaulting the American people, January 6th has to be the biggest and most convoluted, tangled mess of deception the world has ever seen. I mean, it's like a series of dominoes. They can trace all the way back to like 2017 and getting rid of gain of function research, right? Because you've got the release of the virus and then the lockdowns that they had to, you know, illegally kind of shoehorn into the country, right? It was obvious it was going to be bad, but they needed the lockdowns because they needed mail-in ballots. So you've got the gain of function, the release, the lockdowns, leading to mail-in ballots, the mail-in ballots being easily allowing the Democrats to cheat. The Democrats cheat on the night of the election, blatantly in front of everybody. The evidence is overwhelming. You've got under oath admissions of people doing this. You've got the video footage of them doing the cover-up. You've got the statistical anomalies. You've got the bellwether counties. I mean, it just goes on and on, just an infinite number of very bizarre, totally unprecedented strangeness going on the election night. Then you've got the cover-up, the destroying of the investigations, the rejecting of the lawsuits by courts out of hand without ever investigating the merits of the arguments being made. You've got the fury building over those 2 months where just more and more evidence comes out and it's just ignored continuously. Then you've got a million people showing up to Washington, D.C., and they reject extra security. They reject, you know, appropriate levels of National Guard or Capitol Police or anything else. Then on the day of, you have Donald Trump giving the speech peacefully and patriotically. Go lend your support to the representatives who will be voting as to whether or not to certify the election, because it's not a foregone conclusion. There's a reason they were going there on January 6th, and it was to potentially put a 10-day pause to investigate the accusations of fraud. The whole point was to not interrupt this process, but instead to, you know, watch it take place. And you have a giant crowd of people vastly outnumbering the police, knowing, like, on purpose, by design, they did not have enough security there. It's a choice that Nancy Pelosi and Muriel Bowser made, as well as the Capitol Police under their command. Then on January 6th, this gigantic peaceful crowd is standing outside of the Capitol behind the, you know, police line where they're supposed to be, not being violent, not attacking police, not being even particularly rowdy, when suddenly flashbangs and non-lethal munitions are fired deep into the crowd, driving people forward into the police line, where police then attack them. Giant brawls break out. The police, vastly outnumbered, as we keep saying, who themselves are like, what the hell's going on? Where is our backup? They fall back. Then you've got these black-clad, mysterious Antifa-like figures breaking windows. When patriots go up to try to confront them and stop them from doing damage to the Capitol, those people attack the patriots and force them back. Then the police open the doors from inside the Capitol and allow the people in. Then this is portrayed as an insurrection. They impeach Trump over it. They launch a January 6th kangaroo court, total nonsense show trial, where only the prosecution is allowed to present evidence and the defense is muzzled and, you know, out of context clips are shown in order to prove that this was somehow planned or whatever. Thousands of people are arrested over this, a giant nationwide manhunt. They attempt to disqualify Trump from being on the ballot from some obscure Civil War era law about leading an insurrection. They give under oath testimony that Trump tried to steal the presidential limo, some other ridiculous nonsense. They ban Trump's Twitter after he posted a video saying, be peaceful and go home. I mean, how many lies surround this one event? How deep is the deception around this one day in American history? And how are we going to set things right knowing all of this, but in their own words, admitted?
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
So many videos to get to today. I'm just going to go to some of these. We'll start with some Trump videos. We've got so many to go to, if you haven't seen these. Let's first talk about the assassination attempt against Trump. Just remember, nothing is off limits for these people. They're refiling indictments despite the prosecutor Jack Smith having no constitutional legitimacy. Trump is potentially going to be sentenced in September for 34 felony counts for somebody else mislabeling a check to somebody else, covering up a felony that has never even been like enumerated. Like they've never even said what the crime is that's supposed to be the predicate upon which the, I mean, it's just all total nonsense, complete, utter ridiculousness. They're, you know, hiding Biden's incompetency for as long as they can. When that fails, they put Kamala Harris forward as if she's some genius. You know, they're censoring material that's positive about Trump. I mean, they're just trying everything, up to and including shooting him in the head. Okay, every one of their attempts has failed. But with every one of their attempts, the light shines a little brighter on them. So let's talk about the assassination attempt. First, let's go to clip number 11. Here's Donald Trump talking about his experience. And this is a truly profound statement, if you really consider it. Let's go to clip number 11 now.
They thought I was just going to have some fun. Everyone said, he's got too good a life. I did. I had the greatest life. I went from that to having bullets shot at me, okay? I had the greatest life. And they said, would you do it again? I said, without question. Because we're going to save the country. It's much more important than I had a good life. That's, a lot of people have a good life. It's like not the same thing. We're going to save, we're going to make America great again. Literally, we're going to make America greater than ever before. If we don't do it this time, we'll never be able to do it. It'll be too late. It'll be too far gone.
I went from having a great life to having bullets shot at me. He said a lot of people have a great life. We're making America great again. That's pretty, he could just be another billionaire celebrity. He could just be another guy with yachts and planes and buildings and castles, just living the greatest life anybody could ever ask for. Instead, he has made himself a figure of history. He's a man of destiny. And he's willing to give up that incredible life. He has given up that incredible life in order to do that. What a profound thing that I wish more people realized. And of course, for this, he has been shot at, and he was within a millimeter's breadth of being shot in the head on live TV. And recently somebody put together a little compilation showing in real time multiple camera angles of the assassination attempt. Let's go to this now, and we'll just watch clip number 17, 3 minutes, feels like 3 hours, knowing what comes at the end of it and seeing all of the various police and Secret Service scramble around. Oh, there's someone on the roof. He's up there. See him running with the gun? Should we do something about that? Yeah, it's pretty harrowing. It's a harrowing watch. Let's take a look. Clip number 17.
That's your senator. He votes with Biden or whoever happens to be furthest left. We got to get him elected, McCormick. We got to get McCormick, Press McCormick. He's a good man, too.
I have
He's a valiant fighter. He's a great, great gentleman. Yeah, so we're going to bring him up for it. Can we bring him up for a couple of minutes later? A little bit later. All right. You get ready, McCormick. You get ready. I'll get you up here. The world will see a vibrant Republican Party that is bigger, stronger, more confident, and more united than ever before. That's what we are. We're the most united party. Now, you know, I'm watching the fake news go crazy because they're saying the Republican Party has not been united since Ronald Reagan like it is right now. It was united under Ronald Reagan the second time. It was very united. And they said there's never been anything like it. They've never seen a movement like this. Make America great again. You know, Joe Biden talks about we have to stop MAGA. MAGA means make America great again, Joe. It means make America great again. That's all we want to do. If he was doing the job, I wouldn't even be doing this. I'd be at some beautiful place with a gorgeous ocean, the Mediterranean, the Atlantic, maybe the Pacific.
Yeah, someone's on top of the roof. Look.
Thank you.
There he is right there.
So now you're seeing people point out on the roof. We're seeing some body cam footage. We're seeing some handheld footage. Hearing the audio from the broadcast.
And to make sure we take back the White House, because if we do, we're
going
to make
him. The audio of people with their phones going, oh, my God, he's on the roof.
And it's not easy.
There he is.
Because we have millions and millions of people in our country that shouldn't be here. Dangerous people. Criminals. We have criminals. We have drug dealers. We have people that should not be here. And it's much tougher than if
shouting
the
man on the roof.
You know, we had the strongest border ever. In recorded history, we had the best border. In fact, if they could ever put up a chart, I don't know if they can do it.
This video started with them saying there's a guy on the roof.
So you don't mind if I go off teleprompter, do you? Because these teleprompters are so
damn boring. Countersnipers were assigned to these windows. Where are they right now?
Wow.
You cop being boosted up to the roof.
With time. My guys, take a look at that chart. Take a look at the arrow on the bottom.
Fire at Trump.
Red arrow, right? So that's when I left office. That was the lowest point, and that comes right from the
sees him, gets gun pointed at him.
Services, comes right out of Border Patrol. Take a look at that. So that
away
arrow
for some
was the lowest
inexplicable reason.
Amount of illegal immigration ever in recorded history into our country. And then the worst president in
the
they've
already encountered the guy with the gun on the roof.
Look what happened to our country.
It's long it takes.
I don't know what's going
probably
on.
Probably 20 million people. And, you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something to say, take a look what happened.
And finally, the shots ring out. Pretty incredible stuff. Watchdog Media. Again, just harrowing knowing what's coming and seeing the incompetence for several minutes. But it's not just a retrospective thing. It's not just, you know, 2020 hindsight. It's evidence of the stand down of the total and utter either incompetence or malice of the Secret Service in coordination with the local police. It's like we're in a lot of trouble, folks. We're in a hell of a lot of trouble. Okay. It's just absolutely wild. Let's watch. Let's go to some more videos here. I got so many. Should we go to the FDA admitting that they should have never told the American public not to take ivermectin? That's another major revelation I didn't mention in the first segment. Another one of these things that we've known the entire time. It's like, I guess this is what it takes. I guess it takes like undercover investigations to get these people admitting it when they think they're on a date. Even though, again, you don't need the admission of the criminals to know the crime has been committed, know who did it, and to know why. Let's do that. Let's go to the latest from Project Veritas, clip number 19. The FDA attorney admits they should have never told the American public not to take ivermectin. Let's watch.
I did have a case. Do you remember during the pandemic, FDA issued some tweets that said, you're not a horse, you're not a cow.
I do remember that.
Stop it with the ivermectin?
Yes.
Well, they were sued over that.
Did you defend them in that?
I did. I was somewhat successful. I actually won my case. Then they appealed. And the different off the hymn of appeals lost me.
They really shouldn't be saying, don't get this right.
They'll often use something like tweets as like a vehicle to pursue a broader agenda.
What's behind the agenda? I don't know. But it's evil.
I do think it was a purposeful, coordinated attack into PR to get the shot in every arm. Talk to your doctor, not the government agency.
Well, they put out that tweet. That was probably the most successful public relations campaign that any health agency ever did.
The Food and Drug Administration had to put out an unusual warning to Americans this week. They tweeted, quote, you are not a horse. You are not a cow. Seriously, y'all, stop it. They're talking about people who've been using ivermectin, a drug usually used for deworming horses and livestock, to treat COVID-19.
During the COVID pandemic, propaganda, deceit, and fear were rampant. But when a cheap, Nobel Prize-winning wonder drug began to emerge as a hopeful treatment, the media, the government, and Big Pharma went to war against it. The FDA launched a public relations attack campaign against the drug, spreading the horse medicine lie. That is, until a group of doctors sued the FDA and won, restricting the agency's ability to act as America's doctor. In today's Project Veritas undercover report, meet the doctors who fought back and hear the FDA's attorney as he reveals what he really thinks about the FDA's PR campaign and the now notorious medicine, ivermectin.
There was some legitimate problem with what FDA did. An agency can only do what it has statutory authorization to do. Like, FDA can only do what Congress said it can do. That's it. The argument was that FDA didn't have authority to tell people not to take a certain drug. It's okay for FDA to communicate information about the drug, but that it's not okay to take the next step and actually tell people, you should not take this drug. Because making a recommendation of what drugs to take or not to take, that's the practice of medicine. The FDA care practice medicine.
He acknowledges that the FDA was out of line. Well, I practiced emergency medicine for over 40 years, and I retired from that in July of 2020. I've done more than 15,000 patient consultations for COVID. However, treating with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine went against the government narrative. So the government's apparent agenda since the start of this has been to force everybody, regardless of whether it makes any sense, to get these COVID so-called vaccines, which we now know are poison jabs.
So how did they lose the appeal then?
So if what the agency has done is like totally beyond the pale, like there is no authority whatsoever to do that. Like unquestionably beyond its authority.
One thing that struck me at both cases is how immature and inexperienced the lawyers were for the FDA?
Well, we settled the case, but we settled it largely on our terms. They had to take down the offensive tweets and the offending public relations campaign. Unfortunately, they didn't really change their policy about ivermectin, and I'm still faced with fighting the medical boards and the licensing boards over my license for using ivermectin for COVID, in spite of the fact that they haven't been able to identify a single patient that has a complaint against me or a single adverse outcome.
Now I've treated over 6,000 COVID patients, and I can say none of my patients have been hospitalized because of using ivermectin, contrary to what Isaac reports in that video. It's one of the safest medications I've ever used. I have far more problems with people calling me about side effects from antibiotics than I do from ivermectin.
Well, they also, like, they got an opinion that was good for them. That kind of limited FDA's authority.
Oh.
So they got a good result, like, from the courts. They originally wanted more. But then once they got an opinion, so it was good for them. So once they got that opinion, the actual tweets, I don't really care that much about. Because, like, they'll often use something like tweets as, like, a vehicle to pursue a broader agenda. I think going forward, they'll probably be a bit more careful. They really shouldn't be saying, don't date this drug. But they should say, which isn't that different, but it's safer. We should say, this drug can be very dangerous. Like, provide information. See, like, this drug is dangerous. There's no evidence to show that it works. But there is evidence that it can be very harmful. You could die from this drug. That's all fine. Just don't take the next step of saying the recommendation, don't take this drug. That's like one step too far.
Well, ivermectin is one of the safest medications that we prescribe. It's demonstrably safer than Tylenol or aspirin or ibuprofen. In fact, there haven't been any documented cases of death from overdose of ivermectin, pure overdose. Bringing some of these topics to a new audience, I think, is worthwhile. You know, how effective early treatment was suppressed and hundreds of thousands of lives were cost because of that, and how the agenda has been to push a harmful vaccine that's caused, again, at least hundreds of thousands of excess deaths in this country, increased disability by millions. It's important to keep bringing this forward. And I think there needs to be accountability. There needs to be some wholesale change in our public health approach in this country. So there are only two countries in the world where direct advertising of prescription medicines to consumers is allowed. That's New Zealand and the United States. Big Pharma got that approval to do that, not just because they want to sell drugs, probably even more than that, because they want to be a major source of funding for the media, which they are. So they basically control the message that the media gives out because they've got the money.
One thing this case did is set a precedent. I think it permanently tarnished the reputation of the FDA. I think the public will take the FDA a little less seriously now, and it keeps them from making the same bold, reckless move in the future when it comes to telling patients what they can and cannot do. Like Isaac said, and like we have all said, the FDA is not your doctor. The FDA has no business telling patients what they can take. And we proved in the court of law that they cannot do that.
So, yeah, brilliant work by Project Veritas. FDA's lawyer admits agency's war against ivermectin was a mistake. It wasn't a mistake. It wasn't a mistake. What? What do you mean it was a mistake? They did it knowingly. This is not a mistake, folks. And you can tell from the footage, the undercover footage of that guy, how the bureaucracies work. And this is like a key thing to understand. It may seem obvious, but unless you really see it at work, it's you don't get how real this is. The bureaucracies are robots. All of the people that work in them are automatons. They don't think for themselves. They don't consider the implications of their actions. They do as they're told. Period. That's it. They are, whether purposefully or just, you know, by nature of who the people are that get into these positions, they don't know anything outside of their particular bureaucracy and their particular role in the bureaucracy. So when they're told to do something, they just find the best way to do it. It never enters into their mind, is this the right thing to do? Should I be doing this? Can I stand up? That never enters into the conversation. That never enters into their thoughts. So, like, when this guy is talking about ivermectin, it's not about, like, well, ivermectin is perfectly safe and we should just say that. Like that never – what he was tasked with is, like, stop people from taking ivermectin. And so to him, the set of laws that are ostensibly there just as, like, guidelines, and people are supposed to be moral anyway, but we're supposed to have these, like, you know, hard set rules that if you break them, we can go to the rules. And so it's not, like, arbitrary, like, this guy's mad, so he's going to punish him super hard. No, you have a rule book and you have to follow it. But it's not supposed to be something that's there to be gamed, right? Which is what that guy's doing. Well, I can technically say ivermectin is dangerous, and I can say it's harmful, and I can say it's ineffective, but I can't say I don't recommend it. I can't say don't take it, okay? That's crossing the line. And it's like, do you hear yourself? Do you understand what you're doing? Like, all of those things are lies. It doesn't matter. It's just what is legally prescribed. They'll push up right to that line, but not cross it. And it's this way in every bureaucracy in the government, everywhere in the world. So I'll go to another video to illustrate this about a completely different thing. But again, you can see the way that the bureaucracy operates, that these people, these thoughtless automatons are given instructions in one particular area, and they just sort of do it, and they don't think about why or how or, you know, whether they should or not. There's a video from the UK. I know I put it in there. I'm having trouble finding it right now. They're talking about how they keep 5,000 empty rooms just in case there's a big flood of migrants. Just in case they need an extra 5,000 rooms, they keep 5,000 rooms that they pay for continuously. All right, clip number 12 here. This, again, is the bureaucracy in action. Let's watch.
Then in the outflow from Manston to accommodation, we have kind of got two things in place. The first is a number of beds that we are calling ring-fenced hotels, where we can move people quickly, if you like, as an overflow from Manston before coming out into the permanent, the more permanent estate. So, and then secondly, we're making sure we've got a buffer of as close to 5,000 beds as we can have, so that we've always got an outflow. So we're carrying a large number of empty beds in order to let us move people out. But then, crucially,
sorry, can I just stop you there? So these 5,000 beds that you're keeping empty just in case, these are additional hotel beds, are they? In the southeast,
across the country. But it's unpredictable, as you said. 1,300 people.
They're hotel,
came in
just to be clear, they're hotel rooms. They're not Nightingale hospitals or barges, or I mean, they're hotel rooms.
They're hotel rooms with beds.
You've got 5,000 beds available in case you have a huge number of people coming through Manston.
Yeah, so we've aimed to have a buffer there. It is less than that at the moment because an awful lot of people arrived over the weekend.
They did. So, right, okay. Because you're obviously struggling to get hotels anyway, and now you're telling me you've got hotel beds that you're keeping empty just in case Manston, the numbers really spike in Manston.
We've by definition got to have some beds empty to be able to flow people
But 5,000 is a lot of beds.
As I say, we're 1,300
people. You're paying
people
for them
came.
All the time. You're not on standby, not on a 48-hour standby.
People came through.
So they're not on a 48-hour standby or anything. You're paying for them all the time in case.
We have got excess beds that we are paying for, that we can move people into.
There's no thought about like where these people are coming from, why they're being imported at such high degree. They're just assigned. Hey, you need to set up a system. It's just happening. You know, in their minds, it's just sort of it's just happening. People are showing up, and they're assigned with finding somewhere to put them. So that's just what they do. There's no thought to it. They just do their objective.
COVID vax causes more heart damage than COVID virus and brain, blood, immune cancer, reproductive study. I mean, there's so many of these studies. What do you make of that?
This finally settled the question, Alex. The COVID vaccine causes myocarditis in young people, not the infection. It's a government false narrative. It's been propagated through the American College of Cardiology and other agencies that the infection causes myocarditis. It doesn't.
Looking at this, then, we see these headlines constantly. When you follow the article, there's no link, there's no proof. It just says COVID's a greater risk of heart problems than the shot, and then they just lie.
It's essentially a giant medical lie perpetrated by the American College of Cardiology, the CDC, the NIH. This is a false narrative. No confirmed cases by adjudication or autopsy. Right. No hospitalizations and deaths. But the vaccine, I'm a cardiologist, Alex. I am knee deep in people with vaccine myocarditis causing heart failure. The vaccines do cause heart arrhythmias in some. It's inflammation in the heart, atrial fibrillation, sometimes ventricular arrhythmias.
COVID shots can enlarge and weaken the heart. Another study.
Heart failure can be an outcome of subclinical myocarditis. It's very important for people to realize they may not feel chest pain initially, but then they have the onset of effort intolerance, a pulmonary edema, congestion, and leg swelling. I have cases from Austin, Alex, referred up to my office. It's vaccine myocarditis and heart failure. They need treatment for this. The go-to is McCullough Protocol based spike protein detoxification with supplements available through OnlineHealthNow.com.
OnlineHealthNow.com.
We have ample data now suggesting every cancer is increasing worldwide in virtually every organ system, and it's related to COVID-19 vaccines.
Now, I'm glad, Dr. McCullough, that you brought up how to detox, either whether you got COVID in the wild, which you know is a lot less from the studies, bad as taking the shots, but if you want to detox from it, you're one of the top research doctors out there, one of the, if not the most published. You have actually developed something, come up with something available at OnlineHealthNow.com that you're saying is the go-to here. Spend a few minutes telling us about that anti-spike protein protocol.
It's the base of what we do now in long COVID and vaccine injury syndromes. It's caused because of accumulation of the spike protein from the infection, and in a massive doses from the vaccine, it gets stuck in the human body. We need to assist the body in clearing the spike protein. We have several years of observation, multiple peer-reviewed publications on this, very good support for doing this. It's nattokinase, which is a natural enzyme derived from the fermentation of soy. Japanese discovered it. Bromelain, a family of enzymes derived from the stems of pineapple, and then lastly, curcumin derived from turmeric and Indian spice. These are all in capsule format. We give them in combination in between meals, and we're using accelerating doses. People are doing this across the world right now, Alex.
So you build up.
And we build up. Now listen, the initial starting doses were 2,000 units twice a day of natto. We're now going to 4,000 twice a day. We do give them in addition to blood thinners, and we have found sometimes it's the only way to dissolve the blood clots. When people get large vaccine blood clots, the blood thinners just hold it steady. They don't dissolve them. We actually have to give thrombolytic enzymes. That's McCullough Protocol-based spike protein detoxification.
And people can find out all the details of that at OnlineHealthNow.com.
That's the go-to place. The wellness company provides, really the leading quality in the leading formulation. So the spike formulation has not only nattokinase, but five minor ingredients. We combine that with the curcumin and the bromelain for what we think is the ultimate spike detox trio. OnlineHealthNow.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal. I'm very confused. Is this the article? So, because there was an article I had that had a hilarious headline. They must have changed it. Did they change the entire article? I'm very confused. Because the headline from Politico originally was J.D. Vance attempts to tether Kamala Harris to Joe Biden. It was like, oh, really? Oh, Kamala Harris?
You're talking about the Politico fact check that got community noted?
Yeah. It was a Politico article saying that was the headline. It was J.D. Vance attempts to tether Kamala Harris to Joe Biden. And I was making fun of it, going, yeah, here's the tether. And it was the Biden-Harris administration with a dash, and they circled a dash. Yeah, that's the tether right there. She's the vice president of Joe Biden. But this is how dishonest the media is at this point, where they're like, Vance is trying to tie Joe Biden to Kamala Harris. It's like, you mean their running mate, the person that they're serving under? It's madness. But that article has disappeared. Either it never existed and I'm insane, or they changed it because it was so embarrassing.
No, they changed it to Vance warns of China's influence during Michigan rally.
Okay. Yeah. See, they changed it. Okay. They were too embarrassed. our corrupt leadership. Vance tries to tether Harris to Biden during Michigan rally. I guess it was just too embarrassing. And the context note here, the community note, Kamala Harris is currently serving as vice president of the United States for the Biden-Harris administration, a role which she was sworn into on January 20th, 2021. Yeah, she is legally and in every possible way tethered to Joe Biden. But that apparently is some sort of dishonest attack from J.D. Vance. They can't help them. They really can't help themselves. I'd say they were made a fool of, but they just make fools of themselves continuously. Reminds me of the comment from Hillary Clinton. So there's a story here. General McMaster's blistering account of the Trump White House. Until now, Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster has held his fire about the stint in the Trump White House, which, no, he hasn't. He's been annoying about it for years. He's a bad person. In his blistering, insightful account of his time in the Trump White House, McMaster describes meeting in the Oval Office as an exercise in competitive sycophancy during which Trump's advisors would flatter the president by saying stuff like, your instincts are always right, or no one has ever been treated so badly by the press. Yeah, here's the issue with that, though. Both of those statements are true. Yeah, is it wild sycophancy when you've got people watching the news and they're just like, is Trump a Nazi? A new report out at 9. And it's just continuous attacks against Trump forever in a way that is totally unprecedented in the American media landscape. And they point that out. And McMaster's is like, ugh, these bootlickers. It's like, no, they're literally just telling the truth. And the Trump's instincts are right 99.9% of the time. No, that's sycophancy, according to H.R. McMaster's. But at one point in it, he says McMaster's relates that Trump suggested bombing the drugs in Mexico. Quote, why don't we bomb the drugs in Mexico? And why don't we take out the whole North Korean army during one of their parades? Which are hilarious ideas. Very funny. And then Hillary Clinton points this out, being like, can you believe these are the real questions Donald Trump asked? How irresponsible. Meanwhile, of course, she's responded to by numerous people pointing out that in the WikiLeaks documents, she is quoted as saying, quote, can't we just drone this guy? Clinton openly inquired about Julian Assange. So it's kind of like a pot calling a kettle black, except when Clinton said it, first of all, it wasn't some speculation. She's like legitimately trying to drone Julian Assange. The other aspect is Julian Assange is a journalist.
But he's also a relatively soft target who's walking around freely and thumbing his nose without any repercussions from the U.S. government.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, she wanted to drone the journalist. And Donald Trump wanted to go to war with the Mexican drug cartels. Yeah, a little bit different. Yeah, a little bit different when you're talking about using a killing machine to take out your enemies for publishing the truth about you. Or when you're talking about using military force to go after the military force of the Mexican cartels, which are armed, you know, as heavily, if not more heavily, than like ISIS, if you've seen the videos. Just armored trucks, 30 of them, as far as the eye can see, decked out in military gear. It's an army. It's an armed force at our border, breaking our laws and flooding our country with drugs. And Trump's like, could we just use the military against them? And of course, Hillary Clinton and the people like her are appalled at this. What? No. Who will do our human trafficking then? Don't you know that we rely on the incoming drugs to poison and kill Americans? We can't go to war with the Mexican cartels. Sure, we could solve the problem tomorrow, but we've got to send people overseas to fight against Russia in Ukraine. We've got to send American soldiers in Israeli uniforms into Gaza, okay? Can't be using it on our southern border to protect our country, our citizens, from our enemies. No, that's not what they're there for. They're there for international power projection to prop up the fiat currency. Trump, you idiot. And the bombing of the North Korean parade, what it highlights, a couple things. One thing, I saw some pretty insightful stuff about, like, yeah, this is actually what geniuses are like, because they're not afraid to ask stupid questions. And I've pointed this out before. I always tell the story of my old boss in high school, and my dad going, because we filmed weddings, and he's like, so how's the relationship between the videographers and the photographers? Do you just leer at them across the room? And the guy I was going to work for was like, what does leer mean? You know, I'm just like, I don't know what leer means, and I'd like to know. Like, when you're smart and confident.
It's Spanish for read.
It's Spanish for read, exactly. It's a type of jet. No, like when you're smart, you're not concerned about looking stupid. People that are self-conscious about looking stupid, because maybe they are a little stupid, they won't ask questions that other people think are stupid because they're nervous about people knowing how stupid they are. Smart people will ask creative, out-of-the-box questions like Trump. And what it also highlights is the purposeful impotence of the American government. So they're there like, North Korea is super dangerous, and we need all of these, you know, we need to do all of these things for North Korea. And you know, for decade upon decade, they've been this perennial enemy that we have to continuously deal with. And Trump is like, they do big military parades where their entire military is just walking around. Can we bomb that? Like, you're telling me that this unsolvable problem, it could just be solved instantaneously, like with one bomb? You could drop like one bomb there and all of North Korea's army would be obliterated. Why don't we do that? How about instead of decade upon decade of having this boogeyman on the other side of the world that we can use to justify all sorts of intervention in East Asia? If there's such a big problem, can we take care of it? What about the cartels at the Mexican border? What about the insane amounts of money that they cost us just trying to combat them continuously? Can we just take them out? This is what it highlights, is the fact that these so-called problems that we have that we can never solve, apparently, it's on purpose because the people in charge don't want to do anything about it. And they actually make fun of Trump for being like, this problem is easily solvable. Should we do that? And they're like, whoa, dude, you idiot. No, we need those problems as part of our problem reaction solution paradigm. We need enemies overseas to justify all the military expenditures that we're getting rich from. So no, we can't just solve the problem with a push of a button, even though, yes, we could, obviously. We have to do this relentlessly forever.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bodies is back in stock, and frankly, it's a miracle. It is a miracle that Bodies is back in stock because we didn't know whether or not we were ever going to be able to even order inventory again after some of the more recent court hearings. Now, InfoWars is still thriving, still alive, but in a very vulnerable position, a very precarious legal position right now. So we need you to support us as soon as possible by going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing any of our products, but especially Bodies, which is one of our flagship, most popular products for good reason, too, because this formula is amazing for anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, joint support. I have specifically used Bodies to help with arthritis that I have in my right ankle, arthritis that I have in my left hand. This is an amazing anti-inflammatory supplement that is great for your joint health. And frankly, if Joe Biden was taking Bodies, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be walking around like a 2x4. I think he'd be walking around like a gymnast at this point. But obviously he's not taking it because he can barely go up the stairs. And if you're feeling a little stiff or a little disjointed, for lack of a better term, then please consider getting Bodies whole body support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not only are you investing in your own health, your own anti-inflation, your own joint health, your own joint support, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air at this particularly precarious time in InfoWars history. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that humanity itself is under attack, but we are going to stay on the air for as long as possible, and it's only possible because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, invest in your own anti-inflammatory support, your own joint support, your own bodily health, while simultaneously keeping InfoWars on the air in this fight for humanity against the globalist New World Order leftist trash that we're faced with every single day. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Bodies today.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
Stick with politics for now. We got some European news that I'm excited to get to. Let's talk about politics. So, yeah, General McMasters has revealed that Trump actually wanted to solve perennial issues for the American government, and this was anathema to the way that we do things. Again, similar to what Putin described during his interview with Tucker Carlson, where he, you know, describes trying to make agreements with presidents who were all for it until they went back to their masters and learned that, no, actually, we're keeping Russia on the back burner as a potential enemy in the future. So no alliance, no agreements, no cooperation. Because even though you're not the communist anymore, even though you're not the Soviet Union anymore, it's still very useful to have like a big, powerful country on the other side of the world that we can constantly be at war with forever. Have you ever read 1984? It's kind of like that. Yeah, it's kind of like that. So, you know, we've always been at war with East Asia and we always will. So even though there's no geopolitical, any sort of reason to be enemies with Russia, you can't have a military-industrial complex that runs the country without an enemy. So we got to keep you on the back burner. Same thing with North Korea. And of course, all of the crime and chaos and misery and death that comes from the Mexican cartels. It's all very useful to the demons that run the world. Kamala Harris is getting absolutely blown out of the water on X now that Donald Trump is back. And thank goodness he is. This is what we've missed. You've got Kamala Harris saying, even if aspiring homeowners save for years, it's often not enough. My administration will provide first-time homebuyers with $25,000 to help with down payments on a new home. Of course, we know what that really means. It's first generation home buyers, meaning anybody with like a family that's even moderately well off is disincluded. And it is, in fact, a communistic redistribution of wealth plan to interrupt the unfair benefit that intergenerational wealth accrues to responsible people. And it's also a gift to illegal immigrants. But even outside of that, but forget that. Let's pretend that she's actually legitimate in her suggestion of helping people buy homes. Donald Trump points out that home prices are up on average 40% since January 2021. Since they took office, the median home sales price has gone from $300,000 to 427,000. So, but don't worry, they're giving you 25,000. Even though the price of the average home went up by $125,000, they're going to give you $25,000 because they're the good guys. And by the way, it's your money that they're stealing in taxes. And it actually isn't going to you. It's going to somebody else. I mean, just the lies. It's just continuous. It just goes on and on. Meanwhile, House GOP investigates Biden-Harris admin's Dr. Rachel Levine for removal of age limits for child sex change and trans health guidelines. Biden's trans diversity hire, Dr. Rachel Levine, is currently under investigation by House GOP after allegations that Levine pushed the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, WPATH, to abandon age limits in their guidelines for child sex changes. Levine, a former pediatrician who underwent a sex change as an adult after fathering children, being the male half of a straight marriage and having a medical career, has pushed trans advocacy while serving as the Biden-Harris Administration Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services under Xavier Becerra. The New York Times broke the story in June after years of conservative outlets blowing the whistle on WPATH, a leading international health group for gender transition and sex change. The guidelines from this organization are used the world over as the standard bearer for how to diagnose, treat, and advocate for trans youth and adults in mental and medical health settings. Emails obtained and published by the Times show Levine advocating to remove age limits for trans treatment on drugs and puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgeries. So thank you, Democrats. Hey, we might not be able to afford a house anymore, all right? We might not be able to patrol our border, protect our people from overdose from cheap Mexican fentanyl. We may be flooded by hundreds of thousands of undercover Chinese agents sent by their government as a reserve force behind enemy lines. Sure, we may be the laughingstock of the world on the cusp of World War III in a variety of different military theaters that didn't exist when Donald Trump was president. Yes, we're being threatened by Russia with nuclear exchange over the incompetence and aggressiveness of the NATO alliance in Ukraine. Okay, sure, all of these things might be true. All right, yes, everything is worse in every possible way, but they've put people in place who are focusing entirely on giving children genital mutilation surgery and or sterilization drugs. So vote Democrat. Vote Democrat, guys. If you want to not never afford a house, but also want to end your genetic line, the Democrats, the party for you. Okay. If your suicidal ideation extends to the nation in which you live and the race to which you belong, the Democrats are your people. Okay. If you think it's fine that the people being appointed are both simultaneously in their public, you know, positions, like Dr. Rachel Levine pushing for transgender surgery, or in their private proclivities, like the weirdo cross-dressing gay guy who stole women's clothing from the airport. It's, you know, they're the best. The Democrats are just the best. They have the best personnel who will guarantee that a bunch of criminal perverts running our country will castrate your children. Vote Democrat today, okay? Forget a car in every garage and a chicken in every pot. It's a renter in every house and every child castrated the Democratic way. Meanwhile, J.D. Vance comments about childless Americans unearthed about teachers this time. And oh, boy, they're very mad at J.D. Vance. And they've uncovered this audio. It's a big one, folks. I mean, you know, it's one of those things constantly the Democrats are like, leaked audio, undercover investigation. We went inside the Proud Boys to find out, and they just have nothing. Like, they have this idea that if they just get us, you know, when we're unguarded, then the truth will come out and they'll see, you know, and be able to reveal to everybody how bad the Republicans really are. And then, like, this one woman spent like a year and a half infiltrating the Proud Boys. She came out with this big expose, and it's just literally nothing. It's nothing. It's absolutely nothing. There's other examples as well. I mean, it happens quite a bit where they get, you know, somebody hacks some prominent Republican's email or phone, and they're like, they're releasing a tranche of information. And it's just like, oh, he just is doing everything he says he's doing. Oh, he says the same things in private that he says in public. they're totally legit about everything. But they still do it. They still just keep coming out with the stuff. So this is the latest leaked bombshell audio from J.D. Vance that's supposed to, you know, scare everybody and reveal what he's really like behind the scenes. This isn't, he didn't say this in public. This is a secret recording of J.D. Vance. And spoiler alert, he's exactly right. And it's fine. What he says is totally true. Do we have that video? 24, unearthed audio. J.D. Vance says, teachers who do not have biological children probably shouldn't be brainwashing everybody else's. Let's watch.
And I think our conservative idea is that parents and families should determine what children learn, what values they are brought up with. You know, so many of the leaders of the left, and I hate to be so personal about this, but they're people without kids trying to brainwash the minds of our children. And that really disorients me, and it really disturbs me. Randy Weingarten, who's the head of the most powerful teachers union in the country, she doesn't have a single child. If she wants to brainwash and destroy the minds of children, she should have some of her own and leave ours the hell alone.
Wow, busted. They caught J.D. Vance on undercover recording saying that families should be able to raise their children without intervention from childless psychopaths who are trying to brainwash them. Busted. How are you going to survive this one? Yeah, no, he's 100% right. He is absolutely 100% right. By the way, Randy Weingarten, literal demon. She's a demon woman. Just to be clear, I'm going to be a little bit farther out there than J.D. Vance. She's a demon in human skin. She shouldn't just not have authority over people's children. She should be prevented from having any. Not that we have to. She did that herself. And it's not just Randy Weingarten. Remember, when they were planning on putting sex ed material into elementary schools in Austin, a giant group of parents and grandparents and caregivers for children were begging them not to do it, saying, these are my children. I don't want them introduced to this stuff. I can't afford private school. I have to send them to public school. I don't want you brainwashing them with LGBTQ nonsense. I don't want you turning them trans. They held a protest that was shut down by a single transgender person who had castrated themselves, could never have children, and yet has a greater say over what their children are taught than they do. If you're not outraged by that, you probably don't have children either. Yeah, it's a big problem that a bunch of willingly childless, castrated people are dictating what's taught to our children.
And people are listening to me are like, well, I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe in the devil either. Oh, no, you've been captured. Because if you don't believe in Jesus or you don't believe in the devil, is the devil telling you that? There's a blindfold. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that the devil, that's the god of this world, has put a veil over people so that they don't see the light of the gospel. So, like, one day I'm just crying out and praying for the nation because, like I said, my main job in this world is an intercessor for the nations, and then my side hustle is being a doctor and a businesswoman. I can't believe that in 2024, you're still in a position where you can get a serious disease from COVID, end up with COVID long symptoms, and possibly die. So please, just listen to me. Go on drstellamd.com, do a telemedicine appointment, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. For people right now, for a family, if you want to like build defense for your family, is to get Covivites, to get the Pox Defense. And if you have children, get the Immunovites for children because it has zinc, it has elderberry. So this is what we're calling right now the Trifecta Family Pack. So you get the immune defense for your family. You get your defense against pox. You get defense against, build your immunity against COVID, against bird flu and dengue and all these other RNA viruses. So my advice, please listen to me. Go on our website, drstellamd.com. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. We put this together to help you, but I just want you to get it. Get it in your head that we are at a time when they want to destroy humanity. And because they're going to try to destroy humanity, we have to be prepared. Only those that are paranoid, that are prepared, would survive. So that is my pledge, and that is what we do. Your pledge is to make sure that you prepare you and your family. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom.